North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and we're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama. I'm at the home of the LePrads and glad to be here today. And we're talking about a special young lady, Addie Grace Harkins, and what she has gone through since birth. And Mandy had reached out to me to share about this story. I wanted to help them with their fundraiser. I wanted to get the message out. Mandy LePrad, welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you. And you sent me a message. You were sharing about Addie Grace and what she has gone through as a young person. It's been a major challenge.
It definitely has. All her life, she has struggled, but to look at her, you wouldn't know it. She is one tough girl.
Very active.
Absolutely.
Now, I'll tell you this, Maddie. When I heard about hemophilia, I'd never heard of it before until you. 1 in 50,000, these are the odds. But explain to listeners what we're talking about today when it comes to Addie Grace and her particular medical situation.
Fibular hemimelia is her official diagnosis. So we noticed when she was born that there were some problems. The first thing that we noticed was that her right foot only has four toes. And initially, we thought that was the only problem. However, at about 2 weeks old, I noticed that that foot was also smaller than her left foot, and that right leg was shorter than her left leg. That's what led us to seeking out, okay, what's going on? So at 2 weeks, she was diagnosed with fibular hemimelia, and we started treatment. Now, at that time, it's just been watchful waiting and monitoring with x-rays to determine the problems that were going on. What initially caused her problems was the leg length discrepancy, so her right leg being shorter than her left leg. As she has aged, other problems that we have noticed that are classic of fibular hemimelia include a misshapen ankle joint, and this is what causes her the most distress. A normal ankle joint is what's referred to as a hinge joint, much like your elbow would move in a hinge fashion. Your ankle should do the same thing. Well, Addie Grace's right ankle is misshapen, and her joint is actually a ball and socket joint, which that's what your hip is. So her range of motion in her ankle is actually a problem. For her, the ankle is what causes the most pain. She is unable to run long distances despite a desire to run cross country. The blessing that we received from her surgeon is that following repair of her ankle and her leg length discrepancy, she will be able to run cross country. And she's super excited about that.
One of the things I think about, Mandy, is the fact that we have a lot of information out there in the Google world. And so as a mom, with Addie Grace being 12 years old, I'm sure that you have researched a lot over the years. You've looked for people who were in that community who had the same issue. What have you found over the years as far as a community of those who are dealing with this issue?
Specifically for fibular hemimelia, again, rare disorder, a larger community of for help is those with leg length discrepancy. So if you were to Google leg length discrepancy, you get a lot more information. And initially, that's what we thought she had, was just the difference in her leg length. However, when the ankle pain started, that's when we knew there was something more going on. She was initially treated at Children's in Birmingham by a wonderful orthopedic surgeon. In Birmingham, the only thing they can correct is the leg length discrepancy. They are not able to correct the ankle, which is what causes the most pain. That's what led us to do more research. Through that research is how we found Dr. Paley, and he is in West Palm Beach, and he is one of the leading researchers and founders of the surgical repair for her disorder. We wanted no limitations for her because she is active and she is tough. She enjoys life and has lots of goals for herself. And we don't, you know, nobody wants to put any limitations on their children. And we just wanted to get the best care for her that we could.
Let's bring Addie Grace into the conversation as we talk about her goals and what she wants to do for herself. She's a very active young lady, as we've talked about. She wants to run cross country, and it sounds like that's a possibility. So Addie Grace, tell listeners what all you're involved in when it comes to activities, sports, things at school.
So I do a lot of cheer. We practice every day. I have about 3 games a week. I do want to be running cross country as soon as I am fully healed and all. I do run around a lot at PE with the consequences of it, but I do enjoy running, so.
So what are the consequences, Addie Grace, when you do run? What is it like for you after you do that?
I have a lot of pain in my ankle. Sometimes it will start in my hip or my knee. But then if I stay on it too long, it will just be like the whole right side of my body that hurts.
So right now we're in Decatur, Alabama. We're talking to Addie Grace Harkins and her mom, Mandy LaPrade. We are talking about fibular hemimelia and her battle with that. And she calls it hemilia. Either way, hemimelia or hemilia, you can look it up, H-E-M-I-M-E-L-I-A. And you can find out more about this. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do and what the family hopes to do to help Addie Grace be able to reach her goals when it comes to her athletics, the different activities she's involved in. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation from Decatur, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
You give me hope, you give me reason. Hi, everybody. This is John Barry, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where we celebrate you making an impact on those around you.
Your love amazes me.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we are coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, a couple of West Morgan Rebels here at the table, and we're talking about Addie Grace Harkins. We're talking about fibular hemimelia, or hemilia as Addie Grace pronounces it, and we're talking about the battle that she's been in since birth. I have with me also her mom, Mandy LaPrade, and she was sharing in the first segment about some of the things that Addie Grace has gone through, and then Addie Grace shared about her own goals when it comes to athletics, her activities at school, and we want to try to help. One of the things that I thought about when Mandy was talking, as she mentioned, this was an issue from birth. 2 weeks there where they did not know, and that would be a concern for a parent out there if you're listening right now and you have a newborn or you have a child that's younger and you have to go through those couple of weeks trying to figure out what is going on with my child. That can be a very challenging time. And I wanted you, Mandy, to share a little bit about from point A to point B, and finally realizing, okay, we have a name for this.
You're exactly right. As a new mom, you know, Addie Grace is my second child, but still as a new mom, you notice everything about your children. And some things may seem insignificant because initially when I delivered Addie Grace, I was told, it's just a toe. She's just missing a toe. Nothing to be concerned about. It was not her big toe, so it wouldn't affect her balance. But over the next couple of weeks, you know, I noticed the difference in her leg lengths and the different sizes in her feet. Addie Grace wears two different size shoes. So there is a difference of two shoe sizes between her feet. Now, completely minor compared to the pain that she suffers, but it's just kind of an example of kind of the challenges we face every day. But yes, over those 2 weeks, not knowing exactly what was going on and exactly what other areas of her body could be impacted. It's concerning, and it's a struggle because it's difficult to know where to turn to for help and who to reach out to. A lot of opinions and a lot of medical opinions and differing medical opinions. So to make the decision on what the best course of treatment is for your child is hard.
And after 12 years, you have found a place in West Palm Beach where Addie Grace can get some relief. It's very hopeful for Addie Grace in her future when it comes to her activities and her athletics and other things that she might want to do with herself.
Absolutely. One of my concerns for Addie Grace with pain is I did not want her to suffer for the rest of her life. You know, at 12 years old, you're fairly young and spry. At 40 years old, your body's had some wear and tear. So I would imagine that this pain would be cumulative and just get worse and worse over time. Through the research, you know, it led us to West Palm Beach and Dr. Paley. When we saw him in November, he told us she needs two surgeries, which thankfully they can do at the same time. One will be to insert a nail into the right leg, to the right lower leg. So Addie Grace will require two procedures that can be done in one surgery. The first procedure will be to lengthen her right leg, and this is all below the knee surgeries. This will involve actually cutting both lower leg bones and inserting a nail that I will use a magnetic remote. And to not get too complicated, this procedure is called the precise nail insertion. The magnetic remote I will hold against her leg a couple of times a day, which will actually turn the nail, which will lengthen the leg. I'm sure it's much more complicated than that, but a lot of the ins and outs are difficult to understand. So that will lengthen her right leg to where it will equal the length of her left leg, and it will even out her hips. The ankle procedure, it's really just a reconstruction, and it will involve lots of pins and screws and plates. Thankfully, it will be several small incisions, but nothing large. For 9 weeks, she will undergo daily physical therapy, and that will be in West Palm Beach because this surgeon has trained his physical therapist specifically on how to treat these patients so that no complications arise. And this is important. So we only get really one chance to repair both her leg length and the ankle joint in order for her to not have lifelong pain and to have no limitations. Thankfully, this surgeon has been able to accomplish this with many of his patients. And it's a long recovery. So for 9 weeks, she will not be able to bear weight on her right leg. And she'll be a little more dependent and will have to admit to pain, even when she doesn't like it, all the time. She pushes through this pain, and it's remarkable. She doesn't let it slow her down. But she will have to slow down for those 9 weeks when we're doing physical therapy every day. And then Dr. Paley said, it's an 8-month recovery. I will not release you sooner than that. But you will have no limitations when you're recovered. And that's what got us to Dr. Paley.
With Dr. Paley, and any doctor for that matter, when you go and you have these visits with them, the consultation, to figure out if it's a good fit. And it sounds like for your family, Dr. Paley has been the right fit for you. And as you mentioned in your post, the fundraiser, the GoFundMe, you did travel to West Palm Beach, so you've actually met Dr. Paley face-to-face, and that's been an encouragement to you, and you feel hopeful about the possibility of this, or you wouldn't do it because obviously it's risky too. And you mentioned that at Children's of Alabama, they can extend the leg length, but they can't work on that ankle at the same time, and it's a ball and joint type situation like a hip. And so there's that reconstructive work that has to be done. And we're talking about very serious surgeries. And we're talking about a very specialized type of surgery, right?
Yes, Mark, that's correct. Dr. Paley is a specialist. He's treated patients from all over the world. People travel long distances to get to him. And it's because of what he can do. He has years and years of research, of education. He has written textbooks. He is actually the surgeon that developed the procedure that's required to reconstruct her ankle. And I just don't think it gets better than that.
So, Mandy, here we are talking about the GoFundMe, and I want people to know how to support this effort. They've heard the story. They know what you have gone through as a family, what Addie Grace has gone through, the pain that she's going through, and now we want to get you the help you need. Tell us about this GoFundMe and what you're seeking as far as help from listeners, how they can help your family in this way.
Well, Mark, people have reached out to us as far as close friends, family, our church family, asking, what can we do to help you and your family during this time? When we were told that she will be required to stay in West Palm Beach for 9 weeks in order to receive physical therapy and attend doctor's appointments, I think that's when I realized, okay, wow, how are we going to do this? Because I work full-time. We depend on my income. And of course, I don't have 9 weeks of vacation time built up. So we set up the GoFundMe page to help cover the expenses associated with not being home, not being able to work, expenses such as where we're going to stay, food and traveling back and forth. Thankfully, health insurance will cover the surgical procedures and will cover doctor's appointments and physical therapy, which would be a large expense if we didn't have insurance. But of course, it doesn't cover any of the other expenses. And then we also still have our bills that we pay every month. That's our biggest hurdle right now, is just making sure that we have the financial ability to stay in West Palm Beach for those 9 weeks. The challenge of being away from home, being away from your family and your friends, those people who take care of you when something like this goes on, that's going to be hard. Addie Grace will be away from her friends, and this will likely be all summer. She'll spend her birthday in West Palm Beach. With that, we focus on the blessings that will come from the surgery, you know, the relief of the pain, the no more limitations, but just the financial concerns of how we're going to take care of everything.
And a GoFundMe can make that easier as people see the need and they see an opportunity to help. And there is an opportunity to help through the GoFundMe right now, through a page that you have set up. So, Mandy, we want people to go to the GoFundMe, and we've set it up as an easy link through GoFundMe, so they can go to GoFundMe.com, and they can search Addie Grace's Battle, and Addie is spelled A-D-D-I. We're talking about fibular hemimelia. The fact that Addie Grace needs this surgery, it's very important that it's taken care of so that she can go and do the things that she wants to do. And, Mandy, how do you feel to have the support of the community in this effort to know that they want to help Addie Grace in this way?
People have already reached out to help us and ask what they could do. And it's so touching, from teachers to church members, my family members, her friends. Her friends have reached out, her teammates, her coaches, all asking, hey, how can we help? It's very touching to hear how much they love her and care about her. As a mom, that's what you want for your children, and there aren't enough words to say thank you, but we do feel very loved and very blessed and supported.
Addie Grace, how does it make you feel to have this support, and is there something you would like to share with listeners who want to support this effort to help you right now?
I want to thank everyone that is willing to support me and donate to the GoFundMe. I am thankful for all of you. Thank you all so much. It means a lot.
Folks, we're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, as I talk to Mandy LaPrade and her daughter, Addie Grace Harkins, and I hope that you will help support this effort as we also bring awareness to fibular hemimelia. Again, you can go to GoFundMe.com and search Addie Grace's Battle, Addie spelled A-D-D-I. Mandy LaPrade, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show to share about this fundraising effort. I appreciate you sharing your story, and I do hope that people will continue to support this effort and get Addie Grace to where she needs to be physically and able to be a part of the activities that she wants to be involved in.
Mark, I just appreciate you having us today. Thank you to those who are supporting us, and I thank you for those who are willing to donate to this effort.
When we come back, we're going to have Stacy Givens with Make-A-Way Foundation to share about Santa spotting for individuals with special needs and their families coming up this Thursday, December the 9th. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green,
and we're back. Right now I have on the line with me Stacy Givens, and she is with Make-A-Way Foundation. You've heard her on The Mark White Show before, and today we're talking about a special event coming up, Santa spotting for individuals with special needs and their families. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Stacy Givens.
It's always good to be with you, Mark.
I was excited to hear about this event, and of course, when you sent it to me, I said, well, let's get you on the show and let's talk about what's about to happen in Athens.
Yeah, so Make-A-Way is sponsoring its second annual Santa Spotting for individuals with special needs and their families. This will be a sensory-friendly, safe place for children to see Santa, to do crafts, to bake cookies. There will be carriage rides. There will be a stroll through some inflatables. So activities for children with special needs, I shouldn't limit it to children, any individual with special needs of any age, their siblings, moms and dads, we welcome them all.
Stacy, when you think about this event, what's the importance of having an event like this for the special needs community?
So over the years, I've seen so many families that are unable to attend traditional Christmas events, or there's a reluctance to go to the mall to see Santa or attend a Christmas party because they fear how they're going to be judged, how their child is going to be judged. They fear how their kid is going to behave in that environment and how that will be frowned upon. So our whole purpose for doing this is to give families an environment where they don't have to fear that. If their individual comes and they are upset, if they are anxious, whatever their feelings are, it is accepted. It is welcomed in this environment. We want them to feel that this is a place for them to bring their individual, regardless of how they may feel that day.
And one of the things that you have done through Makeaway Foundation is to support the effort to bring sensory rooms into schools. And so finding ways for those with autism, with special needs, to have a place to go to feel comfortable, this is very important to you. It's very important to the Makeaway Foundation as you move forward.
That's right. So we are very aware that stimuli can affect these individuals. So things that are overstimulating, so the sights, the sounds that most individuals enjoy, can be too much for these individuals. So we try to throttle back on a lot of that. So you're not going to be overstimulated with light or with music or snowflakes falling, things that are wonderful at other events, but that just may be too much for kiddos that have special needs. We are very aware of those things and how someone with a special need may react or respond to those, and so we try to reduce that stimuli. I always say, think of a kindergarten classroom and how those classrooms are very pleasing to most individuals. But for someone who is special, who may have heightened sensory issues, that can be too much. And so we try to keep that in mind with everything that we do. We try to throttle back instead of trying to put too much out there.
Now, one of the things, Stacy, that I just learned about was you working with young people to help them with social skills. And I think that's really important. If you want to share about what you're doing to try to help people in that area, that I think that would be great.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that opportunity. So what we're talking about with the Santa spotting is through my foundation. That's a 501c3 called Makeaway. And we host events throughout the year. We are the ones who help build these sensory rooms in the classroom. But in addition to that, I'm a counselor by degree, and so I do social skills therapy as my business for individuals, not just those with special needs, but those who have generalized anxiety in social environments, those who just need some coaching. It may be coaching them through how to interview. So I work with individuals on a wide range. So those who are low functioning, who are nonverbal, who need to learn how to communicate in other ways, individuals who need to learn how to behave appropriately in social settings, and work towards reducing anxiety for individuals in social settings. So it's a wide range of things that I work with. I say wherever your child is socially, I'll help take them to the next level, whatever their needs are.
That's great, Stacy, and I think that that can be a huge benefit for families who are wondering what they can do, because as you know, if you get an autism diagnosis, if you find out that your child has autism, it is a brand new world for you, and you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my child? I want my child to be successful. I want my child to be able to interact with people, but at the same time, you're looking for a path and you're wondering, what is the path? Where do I go with the way that my child is? How do I help them to be able to have these goals and these dreams and be able to accomplish certain things in life?
That's right. And with autism specifically, you've heard it said before, if you know an individual with autism, you know an individual with autism because they are so different. However, one common thread with the majority of them is some social oddity. And it may be that they just don't understand how to plug themselves into a social situation. It may be that they don't know or understand other people's perspectives. And so they can't think outside of their own world. So that, and there are a number of other social deficits, but the social oddity seem to be a very common thread with those with autism. And of course, it's also present in other disabilities and just those who are neurotypical. A lot of them deal with social inappropriateness or not just needing help socially. So I think it's a very helpful tool for many people.
So getting back to the Santa spotting for individuals with special needs and their families, when is this taking place, Stacy? How can people be a part of this?
Yeah, so it's this Thursday, December 9th, from 5:30 until 7 p.m. Santa will be in Moffitt and Latham's Law Firm, which is located on Market Street. There will be cookie decorating in Mrs. Claus's kitchen, which will be in the back of Epiphany Boutique. And then there will be things all along the street there on that street corner of Market Street for safety purposes.
We appreciate businesses who are willing to do this, to be a part of this effort for those with special needs and their families. That is something that, as people are listening right now outside of maybe Limestone County, North Alabama, can think about. Businesses may be willing to do that so that you can offer something similar in your area. And Stacy, with Make-A-Way Foundation, I know that you have a lot of connections in Limestone County, Alabama. And so you've had schools that have been cooperative with the things that you wanted to do. You've had business owners cooperative with the things you wanted to do. So it's a great example for others outside of this area to know that there is the potential there to help the special needs community and get some people on board to help.
Yeah, so we didn't have to go out and rent a venue, which was outstanding. We had these local businesses that were willing to let us use their space at no cost. So I certainly want to give a shout out to them. And then individuals who were willing to donate costumes for individuals to dress up in, and inflatables. Literally, our community has provided the support for this event. There's also an individual group called Team Blue Butterflies. And I think you've probably done several segments on things that they do, but they are a group of volunteers who are being extremely helpful with their time and financial resources in providing things like cookies and the icing and some of the crafts that the individuals will do. So very generous people throughout our community, and I'm sure that other communities would say the same. You just have to be willing to ask people.
Exactly. And we appreciate our Team Blue Butterflies group. Yes, they have been on the show before. We have helped them with various events that have taken place through their organization. As a matter of fact, I have a blue butterfly on my Christmas tree there at Big Spring Park at the Duck Pond in honor of Team Blue Butterflies. Let's talk about how people can be a part of Make-A-Way Foundation and help what you're doing, Stacy.
Well, we always welcome financial support. So we have a Facebook page and a website. On Facebook, we are Make-A-Way Foundation. And on the web, we are Foundation Make-A-Way. And there, you can learn how to donate. And that's a wonderful way that you can help. But also, our contact information is out there. If anyone would like to volunteer for any of our events, we host a Christmas event, Easter event, and a fall event currently. We're looking to expand those. We're always looking for opportunities to do things for those with special needs, and we need people to come alongside us to help with that. So if you're looking to volunteer, look us up on those two sites, and you can get my contact information. Email me or text me, and I will find a way to plug you in. Also, if you have a real heart to plug in deep into the organization, we always are looking for new board members. So anyone with any interest, any level of interest, could message me, finding my contact information on either of those two sites, and I would be happy to get back in touch with you.
Stacy, I'm excited about Santa Spotting for Individuals with Special Needs and their Families coming up on Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and in Athens, Alabama. This is going to take place at the north block of Market Street between Houston and Jefferson Streets. And Stacy, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about what's going on with Make-A-Way Foundation and just to talk to you in general. You're a good person, and I'm always glad to have you here on the Mark White Show.
I would say the same of you, Mark, and thank you always for the opportunity. Let me add one final thing that's very important. This is a free event. There is no charge.
Excellent. We appreciate that, Stacy.
Well, thank you so much again, Mark, and I hope that your listeners will come out and be a part of it.
Great. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you've been encouraged by the stories you've heard today. I hope that this show is making a difference in your life. If it is, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An ultimate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.